AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A House subpoena in the Trump hush money case, where House Republicans have subpoenaed one of the former Manhattan prosecutors who quit that case last year before the indictment was handed up. Our Sagar Magani reports.
The subpoena comes 2 days after Trump was charged with 34 felonies. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan has ordered Mark Pomerantz to testify by month's end. The latest escalation as the GOP probes Pomerantz's former boss, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
A new review of the messy U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan finds President Biden was severely constrained by conditions left by his predecessor. The head of the International Monetary Fund says the world economy is expected to grow less than 3% this year, increasing the risk of hunger and global poverty. Kristalina Georgieva says that is despite careful policy planning.
With inflation still running high, a robust recovery remains elusive.
The Labor Department reports the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits was higher over the past few months than originally reported. For the week ending April 1st, the number of Americans seeking jobless aid was 228,000. There's been an earthquake outside of Oklahoma City, a 4.0. Thousands of earthquakes in that region have been linked to oil and gas production, while the Middle East prepares for Good Friday. Clashes in Israel, though, are overshadowing the religious observances. Palestinian militants have fired a barrage of rockets.
The barrage came after another tense night at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The AP filmed from outside of the mosque as Israeli police fired rubber bullets at Palestinian worshippers, who pelted objects such as books and chairs at them. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is AP News. U.S. consular officials are trying to visit the Wall Street Journal reporter who's being detained in Russia.
A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman said Wednesday that the request for American officials to visit reporter Evan Gershkovich is being considered, but she gave no indication of when a decision would be made. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that once the U.S. formally designates Gershkovich as wrongly being detained, the State Department can then start negotiating for his release.
In my own mind, there's no doubt that he's being wrongfully detained by Russia, which is exactly what I said to Foreign Minister Lavrov when I spoke to him over the weekend.
Donna Warder, Washington.
Idaho's governor signed into law a bill that makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without parental consent. This creates a new crime of abortion trafficking. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.